If you're looking at a house and you see the house of your dreams, you think. You say, this is a wonderful house, but you know, there may be a house that's even better. What I want is I want a home that makes me feel just so safe and secure, that gives me the freedom to enjoy my hobbies, that's big enough so that we can have children and share with a backyard and a place where we can just play and enjoy. And I know that that house will come at the right moment, at the right time into my life. I want to pay off my debt. Here's another example. I want to pay off my debt. You know, maybe paying off my debt this month is great. Maybe paying off 6 months from now is better, or 12 months. I don't know when. But whenever the right time is, my debt's going to be all paid off. I don't know how it's going to happen, because the how is off my radar screen. I really don't understand or comprehend how it could happen. But I know it will. I know it will present itself, the how, at the right time, but I don't have to worry about the how. This is how you define your dream in this manner. Question. Timing, yes. You'll notice in my examples, I don't put a time limit on things. And some of you are thinking, but all the goals books that I read, all the guru seminars I went to, they told me that I had to clearly define my dream with specifics and set a time limit on its achievement. And I'm telling you, they're wrong. They're categorically 100% wrong when they say that, because that's not how it works. You're not that smart. You can't put a time limit on things. Now, give me a good example of this. When I was younger, we had, me and some of my friends had philosophies, because we were go-getters, you know. And we said, we put the round peg in the square hole. We make it work. Well, as I began to learn this technology, I found that that's the wrong way to do it. If you have a round peg and you're looking at a square hole, yeah, you can figure out a way to put the round peg in the square hole. But if you use this technique, you have round peg and square hole, then put out the technique. You know, I need either a square peg or a round hole. Please deliver that. And then at the right time, at the right moment, when you need it, when it's perfect timing, the universe will deliver. And that's the point. The universe delivers it at the perfect timing. It's because you're ready. When are you ready? When you have no more doubt. Because if you still have doubt, if it comes in, you weren't ready to receive it. It's going to fall apart. It's not going to work anyway. I remember I was trying to sell a house. And I was convinced that this was the time to sell the house, and I was going to use this technique to sell the house right now. And I used the technique, and I used the technique, and I used the technique, and I'm thinking, it just doesn't feel right as I'm using this technique. I just don't have that, I don't feel like I'm in the sweet spot. I don't feel lined up, but I'm trying to use the technique, but I just don't feel lined up. My desire is kind of weak. My belief is a little bit weak. I'm not lined up, but I'm trying to get lined up, and I'm not. And the universe was telling me, now is not the time. So I stopped. I said, I just not get the gut feeling. Everyone around me, all my advisors, saying, now is the time. It must be sold now. We have a limited time limit here. We have a window of opportunity. And everybody was telling me why it was the best time. I'm going, look, I can't line this up. My desire and my belief just is not lined up. When I say lined up, in the sweet spot means what you want, you have a high, intense desire that you want it, and you're so excited about it because your belief level is so high that you're going to get it, you actually believe you've already got it. You can taste it and smell it. It's right there, and you're happy and excited when you're doing the technique. Okay? But I wasn't feeling right, so I put it off. 6 months later, my house was not on the market. my realtor called me up and he said, there's a major Hollywood producer who's looking for property in town. And I had told him about your ranch and the house, but it wasn't on the market. And we just took a drive by it and he fell madly in love with it. He said he's got to have it. He said, the guy is super wealthy. Price is not an object. Now, I had it on the market at the time for, you know, millions of dollars, which I thought was a good price. And I said, well, tell the guy to give me an offer, but it's not on the market. It's going to have to be an insanely high offer for me to accept. Came back that afternoon with an offer $2.5 million more than I had the house on the market. Guess what lined up with me? Selling that house was perfectly lined up. I said, write up the paperwork, we're done. And all my idiotic advisors were all wrong. And my gut intuition, my emotions, which is your monitor, which is your guidance system, which is your regulator, which is your green light, red light, yellow light, your emotions will tell you what to do. They'll tell you when you're lined up. So the technique, the basic procedure is, number one, define what you want. You can be specific. I want that gold Breitling watch with the black alligator band. Nothing wrong with being specific. But you can also be general. You know, I just want a gorgeous watch that I'm really going to enjoy wearing. And it'll present itself at the right time. That's the best way to fire out these desires. Or you can be completely general and saying, you know, there's nothing specific that I want in my life. I just want to feel exhilarated. Or I just want to feel content. Or I just want to feel secure. Or I just want to feel bliss, or I just want to feel nirvana, or I just want to feel love, or I just want to feel laughter and happiness. I want to feel joy. I want to feel like singing. I want to feel like skipping on the sidewalk. You're feeling, and guess what? The universe will then present itself to you situations and opportunities and people to give you that feeling. When you think about it, this is why you're creating things, because you have absolute disappointment and no stress. Because you're not looking at a particular thing, wondering if it's a fit or not. And you just don't, because time goes on.